An estimated 2,000 people came out to protest over the weekend in Limerick, Galway, Dublin and Cork in solidarity with Natasha O'Brien. The 24-year-old Limerick woman was beaten unconscious in a random street attack 2 years ago. A serving soldier, Cathal Crotty of Ardna Crusha in County Clare, who bragged about the assault on social media, pleaded guilty in court. Last week he received a fully suspended sentence for the crime. The Defence Forces has begun internal proceedings against Private Crotty, but what could happen in the legal case now? We're joined in studio by Seamus Clark, Senior Counsel and Member of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Thank you for coming in this morning. First, can you explain for listeners the parameters that a judge uses in sentencing somebody?
Yes, well, the first parameter used by a judge in sentencing someone is the maximum sentence imposed by legislation, and that would vary from offence to offence. Then, as a general rule, a judge is required to impose a sentence that is proportionate both to the crime and to the individual offender. And in order to do that, a judge will identify where on the sentencing range a particular case lies. That's called applying the headline sentence. And in doing that, a judge will choose from a range of either low, mid or upper range, up to the maximum of sentence in picking the headline sentence. And then the judge will adjust the sentence depending on whether there is any aggravating factors or any mitigation in the case. And one of the largest pieces of mitigation in any case will be a plea of guilty, and particularly how early that plea of guilty is entered. And recent case law from the Court of Appeal suggests that if somebody comes forward from the district court on a signed plea, that they're entitled up to one third of the headline sentence. And that is the largest sort of mitigation that will be in a case. Then up to another factor might be cooperation in an investigation, lack of previous convictions, youth of the offender, and collateral hardships. In other words, any other supposed deterrents which are suffered by a person.
Job loss, a factor in
this?
Yes,
a job factor would be what's called loosely collateral hardships that might be on a person.
Now, the margin of discretion that a judge does have in sentencing, are there specific guidelines surrounding that margin that
yes,
you must stick by?
Well, there are certain sentencing guidelines in relation to particular types of offences, but I suppose it's a general principle that if somebody is given a sentence where a headline sentence is fixed, well then there will be reduction downwards for mitigation. And then I suppose a final decision that a judge would have to make is whether or not a sentence should be suspended in part or in full. And I suppose the intrinsic seriousness of the offence would dictate whether or not a fully suspended sentence should be applied.
Now, what can the Director of Public Prosecutions do if they believe that a sentence is too lenient?
Yeah, well, the Director of Public Prosecutions has the power to apply to the Court of Appeal to have a sentence reviewed if it appears to her that the sentence was unduly lenient. In order to do that, the Director will have to show a substantial departure from what would be the appropriate sentence in all the circumstances. In other words, a clear divergence from the norm, and they would have to apply to the Court of Appeal within 28 days. It can be extended to 56 days if necessary, but it's a fairly quick appeal.
What circumstances would extend it to 56 days?
Just if they didn't have the paperwork in time, it was a delay in the factor, but it can never be extended beyond 56 days.
Okay, and then could you just explain briefly how the appeal court, which was set up in 2014, how does that work through this then?
So once the parties appeal the case, if that is what is done in any case, and once the written submissions are filed by the moving party, well then there will be a case management, and typically a case, particularly an undue leniency case, would get on within 6 to 9 months of the papers being lodged. And then once the judges hear both parties, they will have to assess whether some error in principle had occurred. An error in principle could be, for example, choosing the wrong headline sentence, not putting enough weight on aggravating factors, or perhaps putting too much weight on mitigating factors, or also perhaps not having cognizance of the fact that the intrinsic seriousness of the case dictates that no fully suspended sentence could be imposed.
Now, the DPP's annual report for 2022 shows that of 38 undue leniency cases brought by the DPP to that Court of Appeal, 31 were successful. And if you look at the figures going back to 2018, it seems there does seem to be a fairly high success rate in these appeals.
Yes, I think the director only applies to the Court of Appeal if she's satisfied that she can make it a strong argument that the trial judge has substantially departed from what would be considered the norm by the director. And therefore we do see that particularly in latter years, the director has a very high success rate, up to about 80% in relation to appeals that she brings for undue leniency.
Now, in a case like this one last week, where there is now public pressure really for an appeal, would that have any effect at all on the decision of the DPP to bring that appeal?
Well, the vast majority of appeals that are brought by the director are brought where there is no public or media, I suppose, flow from a case. And in those circumstances, the director often brings appeals. What will, she will be primarily interested is the report that she receives from the barristers who are in the case, and then the decision that she makes as to what she considers to be the appropriate sentence in a case, and whether there's been a deviation from what she considers to be the norm.
Okay, and just finally, it was interesting, you mentioned earlier that the maximum sentence for assault has been 5 years, but that is about to go to 10.
No, actually, already the legislature has increased the maximum penalty for Section 3 assault cases to 10 years. That's for offences after November of last year. But if an offence occurred before November of last year, well, then the maximum penalty would be 5 years, because that would be the penalty that applied at the time of the offence.
Okay, Seamus Clark, Senior Counsel and Member of the Council of the Bar of Ireland, thank you very much for coming into studio
thank
to
you
us
much,
today.
Carol.